White, J.E. White, Emma. Wallings Mills, Black Hawk, Colorado. August 22, 1872. Dear children, Edson and Emma. You can see by the first line of my scribbling that I am in a hurry. Willie is having some trouble to find the horse. While he is thus hunting up Sandy, I will write a few lines. We go to Central this morning if the horse can be found. Last night, Father and I rode 6 miles on the Indian ponies that we might get accustomed to riding. We have decided it would be better for Father to go up the mountain, over the snowy range, and be benefited with the exercise he would obtain in so doing than to go to California just now. We have applied ourselves closely to get off as much matter as we have, and now we both need a period of rest. Father was at first quite feeble. He was troubled about breathing, but this no more affects him. We knew that his difficulties arose from the lightness of the air. We have lived out of doors nearly all the time. We go up in the pine forest and sit under the trees and write and read and do not go to the house until sent for to go to dinner. We feel much encouraged in regard to Father, but we dare not yet go to California. We fear if he goes where there is a religious excitement, he will labor far too hard, for he only needs the chance to awaken all his interest and zeal, which will be too much for him now. If he can spend 3 weeks in riding over the snowy range to the park on the other side, we hope his health will be much improved. He will have no trouble with riding, for he has much of it off his mind, and he will be at liberty to enjoy the scenery, get tired, camp and rest, and become hardened for California. We are getting used to a hard bed. We lie on a bed about as hard as the floor. We enjoy it, too. But this is not the subject I wish to write you about. I hope, Edson, you will not move too fast. You know your brain is active, and you are a boy of projects, and we hope you will not get too many kettles on the fire at once. If you do, some of them will burn. Guard yourself on these points. Move only as fast as you can move. Surely then the confidence of others will be established in your judgment. Make haste, slowly. In regard to Jenny Tremblay, we hope that Jenny, Marion, and Adelia will not hold themselves aloof from Jenny Tremblay. We believe her to be a sincere Christian, but not perfect. All of you sit down and together have a friendly talk over matters. Don't get up an excited feeling. Keep calm and composed, Edson, and you can then have double the influence you would if you should get into an excitement. You are in danger of not always viewing things correctly and of feeling too strong when you think things are not just right. Jenny Tremblay pursues a singular course, but keep cool, work on yourself the best you can, and do not build too many air castles. We are glad of your letters. Write freely all your plans, and we will advise and counsel you the best we can. We hope you will humbly trust God and move in His fear. Redeem the past, my son, and move cautiously that others can have confidence in your judgment. I hope Emma will have an interest in Ella Belden. If she associates with those who will not have a good influence over her, I hope, Emma, you will talk with her. It will do you good, Emma, to have some responsibility in such cases. We are sorry that the family cannot have attention from us, but here we are, where we cannot see to them or help them. Edson and Emma, move cautiously in the fear of God, and you will come out all right. Willie and Lucinda went up on one of the high, rocky mountains. They went as far as the ponies could go. Then they tied them to trees and went on foot. They broke off some nice specimens of the high rocks. Willie and Lucinda are both doing very well. Willie is not as well as I would like to see him. I think if he had remained at Battle Creek, he would have had a fever. We have hardly realized it was summer up here in the mountains. While the rest of you have been suffering with heat, we have enjoyed perfect coolness. Your mother.